Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
On this episode of ID the Future, we have a short clip from an address at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. by CSC Senior Fellow Jay Richards about academic freedom. As Richards explains, some Darwinists have actively worked to censor scholars advocating intelligent design and to curb the free speech rights of scientists to even discuss scientific criticism of Darwinian evolution. There is a growing trend which is to intimidate people who are in some way associated with intelligent design rather than engaging in a civil debate about the merits of their arguments.
Well, we want to talk this morning about a growing trend and a concern that many of us have and that the Discovery Institute has. And this is a trend toward persecution of academics, scientists, and other scholars who are in some way associated with this growing idea of intelligent design. In some cases, that persecution isn't because, say, the scientist is an advocate of intelligent design. It may be simply that scientist is a critic of some aspect of Darwinian theory, or it may be that the person is associated in some way with someone who is an advocate of intelligent design, or merely a critic of Darwinism. Many of us who've been involved in the intelligent design movement over the years are familiar with a sort of ad hoc events, things that happen from time to time in which a scientist or a scholar may suffer some either mild or moderate persecution for their views. We're familiar especially with the case of Dean Kenyon in the early 1990s. Kenyon was a very prominent Origin of Life researcher. In fact, in the 1970s, he published a very important book in the field of Origin of Life. Nevertheless, in the late 1980s and early 1990s, he essentially changed his view. His view is essentially that that if you get the right chemical constituents and the right sort of pre-existing conditions, that life, the origin of life, is more or less a matter of physics and chemistry. He changed his mind and eventually actually came around to the view that the origin of life was a positive indicator of intelligent design. That is, that intelligent agency was the best explanation for the origin of life. He was a prominent scientist at San Francisco State University and started discussing this in his introductory courses very modestly. He was quickly stripped of that position, was essentially persecuted by his colleagues even though he was tenured, and had to appeal to academic organizations who eventually reinstituted him. But that in some ways sort of foreshadowed what many of us think is actually a growing trend, which is to intimidate people who are in some way associated with intelligent design rather than engaging them at the level of ideas and arguments. If you ask anyone that's involved in the intelligent design movement what they want, they simply want the ability and the freedom to make a public argument for design or a public argument critiquing, say, an existing theory such as Darwinism without being attacked personally, without being threatened with firing or some other punitive measure. And so that's essentially the bottom line, is we are pleading for civil discourse. When arguments are made based on public evidence, public arguments, that's the basis on which criticism should take place, based at the level of the arguments, the logic of the arguments, and the evidence, and not personal attacks.
That was CSC Senior Fellow Jay Richards. The rights of scientists and scholars have been infringed upon, and it's important that we all stand up for academic freedom. For more information on what you can do to help, please visit the Free Speech on Evolution campaign webpage located at discovery.org/CSC. Once there, click on Academic Freedom on the upper right-hand side of the page. Thanks for tuning in to ID the Future podcast, coming to you from idthefuture.com at CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.